Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Something to say?
Follow us on Twitter
at TNT Radio Empire
and tweet back. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Well, I'm upper class, high society.
Yeah.
God's gift to ballroom notoriety. And I always fill my ballroom. The event is never small. The social pages say I've got the biggest balls of all.
I've got
big balls.
Check it.
And she's got big balls.
And he's got the biggest balls of all.
And my balls are always bouncing.
I can't wait till the pandemic's over.
Is she a live band? I know.
We can host big balls again.
Big balls. Excellent. Nobody won the lottery. This just shows you what a crapshoot this is. We always know how much of a crapshoot winning the lottery is. But it's been the news for a couple of days. People are spending a fortune on the Mega Millions and Powerball. Nobody hit it last night. Either one, right, Craig?
That's right.
Yeah. Somebody's got to win.
No, because a lot of weeks nobody wins. That's just crap.
I know. Anybody buy one yesterday? I forgot.
No.
No.
I got to go back and get my $7 windfall and turn that into more.
Tickets for
Friday night's the Powerball?
Friday
night's Mega Millions and Saturday's Powerball.
No, something didn't hit last night.
Yeah, something didn't hit last night. Yeah. I think it was the Powerball, but I don't know. Yeah.
And then something didn't hit the night before?
That would be the Mega Millions.
Okay.
Yeah. One of them didn't hit last night. One of them didn't hit the night before.
Right, exactly. That's why I brought that up, yeah. Don't know where it's at, but whatever. We didn't win. All
right. You don't win if you don't play.
Yeah, that's true. I'll give you that. How about you just, the lottery, you don't win. That should be their slogan. Sanjay Gupta and Mina Savari later on this morning.
Good.
Yeah. Been a book and a movie.
Yeah.
We'll have to ask Sanjay about, because he was advocating berries. Berries are good brain food.
That's his book, right? Yeah.
And Craig mentioned some dingleberries. A little bit ago. So I don't know
if
they're good for you or not.
Yeah, he did say
he said any berries.
He did say any kind. You watched that interview on CBS. Yeah, he said any berries.
They're all good, aren't they?
Well, perhaps not the bloody dingles.
Right.
No, they said they all were.
Other than a dingleberry.
He said you like berries, they're all good.
Name me a berry that sucks.
Other than a dingle.
Yeah.
they're different flavors, but I like all berries.
Blackberries occasionally will get kind of sour. Yeah. But if you get good blackberries, those are great.
I try to regularly eat the blackberries, the raspberries, the blueberries.
And I can tell you're sharp as a tack.
Yeah.
Yeah. Except when you're not.
A really dull tack.
I credit the berries for that.
Can you imagine if you didn't eat berries?
They make orange raspberries.
Oh.
And those are pretty tasty.
You always tell them, say, I like to crush my berries up in my vodka. I'm serious, because you do. I know you do. You muddle your berries.
I've done that before.
Yeah. Hey, Nick.
Hey.
Got an email.
Muddling the berries last night.
I don't know if you figured this out, but somebody figured out your shot timeline. You know what I'm about to say here? You randomly yelled out, I think it's February 8th. Guess what day February 8th is?
Is it Ace Frehley's birthday?
The day after the Chiefs win the Super Bowl.
Oh.
And they're saying that you probably shouldn't be drinking a lot of alcohol around your shot for it to help out 100%.
Like a couple days either side.
So what happens that day?
Gonna smoke a lot of weed.
A lot of weed. Have to do that.
I was gonna say, but I know you like to drink too. But it'd be all weed all the time that Sunday then.
Well, I'd probably just have a couple beers instead of like making vodka drinks.
That's a good point. Yeah, that's not because beers aren't alcohol.
Because I've looked into it. What I've read, it's like the concern with the alcohol is that it's suppressing your immune system.
Oh, it's not about the shot.
Right.
Right.
And I think that I don't know. My baseline is probably okay.
I had a bunch of other emailers just say they got the shot and they didn't feel anything and still don't feel anything. They feel great.
Oh, both of them?
Yeah, so.
No reaction to the second one?
None. Now,
I think that's the most common reaction.
Yeah. Once again, in Dr. Mina's, I mentioned this off the air, when Dr. Mina said she felt bad after the second shot for a couple hours, I don't think Dr. Mina is used to feeling bad like we are.
Right. It's not like a rough morning.
Because Dr. Mina, not that kind of bad.
Dr. Mina,
tired, bummed out, depressed, all that stuff makes you feel bad. I'm talking about self-inflicted bad that all of us have done over the years.
She's not putting herself through the ringer.
Yeah, but when she feels bad, it's not self-inflicted.
Right. No, I'm just trying to say that I think that we're used to feeling crappy. So a couple shakes and feeling a little crappy I feel that way every 4 days on this show, you know?
No, I think that she has gone through enough medical issues.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
In her life.
I apologize to Doc if she hears that. She has felt bad for those reasons, right.
She's gone through months and years.
I'm talking about massive hangovers.
Tyler apologizes, sweetie.
Right.
Yeah, she's been pretty upfront about that.
I forgot about that.
I think she has the itty-bitty bowel syndrome.
Well, at least she does.
Something like that.
I don't know if she's got big boobs. What are you talking about?
Yeah, but she got little bowels.
That's not what IBD stands for.
Man, I heard you go itty-bitty. I think, oh, no, here it comes. Oh, no. You're wrong, by the way.
She's
not itty-bitty at all.
She has ample breasts.
Yes, she does. Yes, she does.
Let's hope the headphones come unplugged right there.
I hope her son's not listening to this particular podcast.
Are they talking about you, Mom?
Because you got big cans.
Her son says cans?
Oh, yeah. All kids call him cans.
Yeah. Well, he's pretty smart. Yeah.
I can't wait for her to hear that. She'll actually enjoy
that. She's going to love it.
Really?
Yeah, she will, because she loves being a woman. She flirts.
She does.
She flirts.
Who doesn't like their breasts complimented?
Right.
I can do without it.
Really? So when you go around saying, what do you think about these things? You're not actually looking for a compliment?
No.
How do they look today?
Booger picker on Bang Button is one of the new players that has Tommy Lasorda in our Deadpool.
Bang Button, a dating site?
Booger picker on Bang Button.
Got it. That's a weird name.
Well, that was what some idiot said in a crime story. He was a criminal.
Oh.
He accidentally fired the gun. He had his booger picker on the bang button.
Yeah.
I didn't realize he had booger picker on the bang button. Bring the lube, Tyler, another player that gets a hit.
You said that. Just as I was putting hand sanitizer in my hand, squirting it, you went, bring the lube, Tyler.
Yep. Well, it ain't lube, but. Yep.
It'll do.
It stings a little bit.
No, it won't.
You got a paper cut
for Craig
in your urethra.
Right.
Don't use that as lube.
Yep. Don't tell Todd twice.
I'm sure somebody has.
Mm-hmm. Oh, guarantee they have.
Right, because it's right there.
Mine sits next to the.
It's on the nightstand. Yeah. Let's use this. No, don't.
Todd's yelled that before. No, don't.
It stings.
As you're laying in your belly.
Ow, ow, ow.
Well, it's only slick for a couple seconds.
Good point.
Brown Cloud Bathwater gets a hit. As does Buffalo Bill's Fleshlight. Let's see. Butt plug backpack gets a hit.
Buffalo backpack. Bill's Fleshlight, by the way, is made from real flesh.
Yes, it is. Oh,
put
the lotion in the basket.
That's unfortunately a good point, Todd.
Yeah, it is. I know.
It is.
That Clarice is coming out. I won't watch it. It's CBS, but.
Yeah.
It's apparently a year after the actual murders.
Oh, I wasn't sure of the timeline.
Yeah, they say.
Yeah, I saw that in one of the promos. Yeah.
I'm sure it's pretty good. Right, it's a procedural.
But it's also network.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know?
And obviously, Clarice is having some issues.
Yes, apparently.
I I am afraid to throw Megan under the bus.
Which Megan?
I have no idea.
All right.
So I'm going to let that one go.
All right.
Might be something that Megan likes.
Well, who's Megan?
Megan. It doesn't matter. It's okay. Random. Or to us, it's random Megan.
Random Megan?
To the person who wrote this, it could be the person that he's looking at the next cubicle.
See, but you don't stop when you say Channing the Rectal Ranger.
No, I don't.
Channing's got feelings also.
No, I don't think so.
Well, so you're protecting the dudes, not the ladies. Vice versa.
Whatever.
Yeah, he's protecting mm-hmm. Megan.
Okay. I am.
I'm curious what she likes.
Is it really rude?
I don't know.
Is it like a specific sexual preference?
It
like
yes, it is. It's butt stuff, Megan.
Oh, okay.
And you don't want to throw that out there.
So it's Megan likes butt
except
stuff.
Except you did.
Well, there so is a Megan. You don't want to throw
so
that
it's
out
Megan
there.
Megan likes butt stuff.
Yeah, there's a Megan out there raising her hand right now.
Yep. Yeah. We know one.
Saying please.
And then there might be 10 that are running screaming.
She might be driving. She might be driving a Lincoln right now.
Could be.
Love you, Meg.
He doesn't.
It could be her username.
Yeah. Megan loves butt stuff?
No. Just butt stuff Megan.
Oh, that's your name?
Oh, okay.
That's a great name.
Is it, though?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
And there's no way I can use that one.
Okay. Can we talk you into it again?
No.
Okay.
Does it start with butt?
No. Okay. It starts with can I.
Okay. All right,
we're into the C's now.
Yeah, and then can't read that one gets a hit, as does Captain CPAP and Captain Kangaroo's secret pouch. That amuses
Didn't
me.
Didn't know he had one.
That's a smart name. Yeah. Can't read mm-hmm. that one. Because yeah. you always can.
I know.
Right. The FAA says that unruly airline passengers will not be getting a warning.
No.
Any passenger that disrupts or threatens a flight can be fined as much as $35,000 or possibly go to jail. The policy is in response to the string of disruptive behavior leading up to and after last week's Capitol attack.
Trumpers,
the rules are in force through March 30th.
Say it. Trumpers. Say it. Trumpers disrupting flights. And the Capitol.
And a lot of no maskers too, but
oh, yeah.
you know, they're one.
No, but
the
this
same.
Is the most current thing. This is the
chanting
this
and
is
the
chanting,
singing.
The singing, and the crying when they're on the no fly zone, which is hilarious.
Nobody won the Powerball last night, but 7 people did win $1 million.
Oh yeah!
If you won all the money, what would you do with it?
Bunch of hookers and cocaine.
Yeah, that'd be about $1 million. That's what you do with some. Yeah.
What's the jackpot now?
Yeah.
Saturday's drawing will be for $640 million, the fifth largest in Powerball history. The Mega Millions lottery, it says here, will have a $750 million jackpot in Friday's drawing.
I guess I never realized they were two separate things.
Yeah, they are. Mega and Power are two different ones, right? The girl was picking up the vodka at noon the other day. Was buying the Mega.
Nice. I hope she wins.
Yeah.
Or at least she's planning retirement.
Yeah.
Two more people honored by President Trump, Toby Keith and Ricky Skaggs, each given a National Medal of Arts Wednesday.
Screw them
happened
both.
Minutes after the House voted to impeach Trump for a second time.
Screw them both.
Can you imagine being all sad giving an award to Toby Keith?
Yeah. Screw him, but I guess they forgot about the insurrection and the traitorous that
I Trump thought Toby Keith was one thing.
He was an old school. He was an old school Democrat protecting the worker. But yeah, you know, it's all about guns and black people now.
Yeah, but so.
And
if you got
he performed
a chance,
at the inauguration,
right, to get one of those medals from the only president to be impeached twice, you got to do it.
No, you don't.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you're in his camp, and apparently you are, you don't take the medal.
Yeah, we can't all be principled like Belichick.
I think he was forced into not taking it. There were so many people coming down
once
on
I
him.
Said, yeah. I was the only one saying all these coaches make their fortunes off the back of young black men for years.
Yeah, that's the main force
that
on
is
Belichick.
It
right, because he works in a team sport.
Right, and with African-American players everywhere.
And the NFL is 70% black.
Right.
He can see the big picture.
Right. I think he was forced to, Craig, but he did it.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not patting him on the back too much because I still think he's a douchebag, but, you know, he probably still voted for him.
It's like, oh, man, I could have been hanging out with Toby Keith.
Right.
Yeah, because if there wouldn't have been an insurrection, Belichick would have taken his medal.
In a heartbeat. Yeah.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
According to new research published in the Journal of the American College of Cardiology, I've got that one.
Okay.
Consuming diet sodas and other artificially sweetened drinks is just as bad for your heart as drinking regular sodas. They drew on a sample size of more than 100,000 participants over the course of a decade.
So that artificial sweetener is just as bad for you as sugar?
During 10 years of follow-up questions, both those who drank sugary beverages and those who drank artificially sweetened beverages showed a greater risk of heart disease. They say that the artificially sweetened beverages may not be a healthy substitute for sugar drinks, according to the PhD student and lead author of the study.
This can't be that surprising to anybody.
How about rum and coke?
No.
Rum and cokes are good.
All right, cool.
Yeah, but if they're both equally bad, why wouldn't you choose the diet stuff? Because it's got fewer calories.
Exactly. Yeah.
Well, here's why. According to a study.
I haven't had a regular Coke in probably 25, 30 years. And if I took a sip of a regular Coke now, it's disgusting.
It tastes really sweet after you get used to the diet.
Yeah.
I've had it at bars and stuff. Yeah.
People who drank diet soda over the course of nearly a decade gained almost three times as much belly fat as those who did not drink diet soda.
They thought they were making up for the calories and probably had a cheeseburger with it.
No, it's more than that. Yeah. Well, kind of that. It's that theory that the consumption of artificial sweeteners leads to more sugar cravings. And therefore, people will end up eating more calories than they normally would.
That makes sense.
So, that's why, to answer your question specifically.
Okay. I'll go ahead and get the full-strength ginger beer.
They say artificially sweetened diet soda is way sweeter than regular sugar.
That's actually not true.
But your body thinks it is.
Okay.
When your body gets that much sweetness all at once, it may begin to crave even more sweet, which leads to consuming more and more sodas or unhealthy foods.
Yeah. Oh, that's sweetness.
Yeah. It's also diet soda, they say, also harmful to your gut bacteria, and diet soda is linked to depression.
So's life.
Yeah, I get the every waking moment linked to depression.
Yeah, I'm not worried about that. I have about four Diet Cokes a month, maybe.
Wait, I'll give it a shot. I
like a Diet Coke because it helps me out. I just like the flavor of it, and I drink it.
If that's what's making me depressed, I would be very surprised.
It's not. Yeah. No, there are other things in my life that make me depressed. I need Diet Coke once in a while. And Todd's ginger beer doesn't make him depressed. It actually picks him up.
No, it's the alcohol that he puts with it.
Yeah.
It's not the ginger beer's fault.
Yeah. Exactly.
It's the depressant he puts with it.
I blame the lime juice. Yeah. Nobody gives the lime juice any credit there. No.
And your bone density can be impacted by drinking the sodas because of the outsized amount of phosphoric acid so many cans contain. So we'll see about that. Don't drink anything good.
Yep.
I think is the takeaway here.
Yep. How about moderation and everything? Who was that? Who was the guy that drank about 15 Diet Cokes a day? Well, you always hear those kind of Coca-holics, basically.
Yeah.
Everything in moderation, Craig, except for alcohol, and then pick that up once in a while.
Mm. Okay.
All right. That's what Dr. Mean will tell you.
Yeah.
That's what Dr. Gupta will probably tell you later on this morning.
And
and have your dingleberries.
Yeah, is you going to ask him about dingleberries?
No, I'm not. If we'd had him on every week like we used to, basically we had Gupta on a lot back in the day. We'd probably bring up the dingleberries, but might want him to call back.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got to kind of reestablish.
Yeah, exactly.
We haven't talked to him in a while.
No.
And Liam tells Noel 2021 is our year on the Twitter.
Really?
Why not, man?
They should do it.
It's a fortune. Oasis is great, and those two guys got to be that their Oasis, like the Robinson Brothers. Or
yeah, I was going to say the Robinson Brothers are back together.
They made up, right?
Go co-headline, and yeah. You know, it's the Hell Freezes Over tour again.
I would love to see them in concert.
Yeah, Noel's the guitar player, right, and the genius behind writing the songs. He is all over that. He's on that Bee Gees documentary.
Oh, yes, isn't
yeah,
he?
He's very good in that, too, yeah.
Who's the one that when they were playing like Unplugged or whatever was not on stage with the band and just glaring at him from the crowd?
It was
crowd.
Unplugged? So it was a live show, and Liam, the singer, that's in that best. That's in that Behind the Music. He felt bad that night. He stood in the balcony drinking while Noel sang all the songs. Right?
My voice hurts. I'm gonna go upstairs have a drink and a smoke.
And he,
that was so petty, but like so beautiful at the same time. It's no wonder they're not together.
I mean, they're rich anyway, but the bottom line is they could be more rich if they go out and tour. You
know? Well, there's nothing that can replicate the feeling of having like 60,000 people singing your songs
along
with you.
Exactly, yeah. And that's not happening at all right now. No concerts. Oh, I did see Buck Cherry's at some place in Florida in like a week.
No big balls.
Yeah. No big balls, that's right, man. Go on back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.